Fort Hays State University has finalized reopening plans for this month. Chief Communications Officer Scott Kaysen talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got a lot to talk about, and I'm going to kind of let you drive this thing, but Fort Hays State down there, you guys are getting ready for this semester to kick off again. There's been a lot of activity about planning how the semester is going to look for the students, right?
Oh, there sure has been. Since the spring, our critical incident policy group has been meeting almost every morning at 8 o'clock and developing plans and procedures for how we can, as safely as possible, reopen campus this fall. Several major planning documents have been released over the last couple weeks, including a document on how we're going to run academic operations, residence life operations, and just in general, the phase three of our three-phase reopening plan was recently released, and it goes into great detail on how campus operations are going to be conducted this fall. Of course, we never know where the pandemic will take us as a society, but we believe we've got plans that allow us to pivot as necessary to adjust to events as they happen. But we're really looking forward to welcoming students, faculty, and staff, and visitors back to campus. We've got signs all over our campus buildings that are reminders of best health and safety practices. We've thought about traffic flows through our buildings and stairwells and elevators, and we've got signage informing people on that. We've rolled out a brand new COVID response web page that's available off the fhsu.edu homepage with information specific to audience groups that are constituents of the university. And we're working right now on a big testing, free testing program where all members of the on-campus community, faculty, staff, and students can receive a free COVID-19 saliva test kit and that they can submit to a laboratory here in Kansas and hopefully quickly get results back and understand where they stand as we get ready to start the semester on August 17th.
Very cool. Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the big concerns, right, is when the kids all come back, that's when the exposure risk is going to happen. Because once they're here, they're here, if that makes sense. But they're coming from all over the country and maybe bringing that here. So it's really important at the outset to kind of clear everybody as best we can, right?
Yeah, the program that we're going to speak about and we're working on right now is free, but it's also voluntary. We hope everyone will take advantage of it to really kind of get an idea of where their health stands at that point in time as we get ready to reopen campus. And as just as you said, when folks are back en masse on campus, we're a community within a community. And I think we're well positioned to adjust to things that might happen, but you know, there's no options that aren't off the table. We just know that the value of a FHSU experience is great, and we're going to do everything we can to make the on-campus experience as engaging as we can.
Yeah, and I think that's something we talked about last time was a lot of the classes will be conducted at least at part or in part online. But you do want all the students back just to have that experience, because that's a big part of college as well. It's not just academics.
It absolutely, it sure is. As you said, most of our courses will be offered in a hybrid delivery model this fall. Some on-campus, in-class participation with another portion that is delivered online. Even student life experiences will be changed this fall to be more virtual where it's necessary. But it's just, again, the college experience is built around relationships and shared experiences, and that's how students develop intellectually. That's how they develop their leadership skills, their citizenship skills, all those things we really have not lost focus on is delivering as full of an experience as we possibly can.
Have you heard any concerns from students about the way that this year might go out, or is it just generally kind of everybody excited to get back and on campus?
Oh, it runs the gamut of you know, I think every individual has a different perspective on this pandemic, and you know, our student life staff, our student health center staff are constantly fielding calls and really speaking with people about their individual concerns as it comes back. And no one's not worried about where this pandemic is going to go. I think it's going to be part of our everyday experience for as far into the future as we can see right now. So learning to adjust our behaviors to mitigate the spread of the disease is very important. But also it's not going to go in, it's not going to go away on our timeline, I guess is what I'm going to say on that front.
Oh, sure. You know, and instructors are, you know, on their side, are they kind of concerned about this, or are they raring to go as well?
It's, you know, there's a lot of flexibility built into our course delivery this fall.
Sure.
So I think faculty have the ability to adjust how they run their classes depending on, you know, a variety of things. You know, their comfort with face-to-face interaction, their comfort with online delivery and online experience. So, again, there's a lot of flexibility built into our course delivery models this fall that I think will help faculty work around some very real concerns.
Sure. You know, and I imagine you probably still have students enrolling. I know at Fort Hays that's kind of the trend. Everybody waits the last minute. But I'm curious about, have you seen a shift to more online, you know, virtual college? I think it's called Fort Hays State University Online now. Are you seeing a shift to more of that, or are the numbers kind of normal?
I think across the board, I know among our peer institutions in Kansas as well, that appears there's a wait-and-see sort of posture that many students and families are taking right now. They're still not quite sure, and they will, as you said, break late, I think, when they make their decision. That's what we're expecting is we're expecting to see some late-breaking students that commit once they fully understand, you know, all our policies and processes and what we've done to make this experience as safe and healthy as we can.
Sure. When does campus reopen? When are the students going to start heading back?
They'll be trickling in over the course of weeks. You know, oftentimes athletes will arrive as among the earliest to come on campus. I don't have right now a move-in day for you, but I will say that August 17th is when classes start. So that's what we're looking towards.
Okay, so yeah, coming up less than 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow. You know, you mentioned athletics. I'm wondering, and I'm not a huge sports fan myself, so I don't follow this stuff very closely, but how's athletics looking? Are they going to be able to have all their seasons, at least current planning?
Curtis Hammack is our athletic director, and I was in a meeting with him a couple weeks ago, and he held up a T-shirt that just said, "I don't know." And we really just don't know. I know the conference presidents met this week, and they're still working towards an athletics program this fall, but no final decisions have been made at this point.
Sure. And that's the world we live in, right? Everybody's got to just kind of be a little bit flexible about these things. And, you know, the answers will come, but they're not going to come as fast as anybody wants, I think.
Yeah. And I think everybody is obviously erring on the side of being as safe as we can, given that we don't know how this pandemic is evolving. You know, we're in the midst of a second wave, so to speak, right now across the country, and it seems to be tied to wherever there's gatherings of people as well. So we have to remain vigilant on our campus, do all we can to make sure that we all practice the best possible health and safety precautions that we can, just to take care of each other. And that's part of this community is we're a really caring community. We look out for each other, and I think all of our planning is built around that.
Oh, for sure. Well, Scott, we're just about out of time here. You mentioned those websites. I want to give you the opportunity to kind of just share with everybody where they could find that information about this reopening plan and this new information that you guys have laid out.
Sure. Thank you. The new COVID response website is available from the fhsu.edu online page. It's just below the header, the main rotator there. And if you click on that site, you'll see information organized by constituent group. We've got future Tigers, students, employees, and visitors, links to the most recent updates, the messages that we've sent to campus regarding COVID-related policies and procedures, very robust FAQs specific to audience groups as well to help people in their planning and understanding fully how the university is approaching reopening this fall.
Wow. Yeah, I'm clicking through it as you're talking about it here. There is a ton of information you guys have up here. That's really awesome.
Yeah, and again, the folks on campus have worked really hard over the spring and summer to make the plans to as safely as we can reopen campus this fall, and we're really looking forward to it. Campus is looking great. Everything's green. The Fishley Wills Center for Student Success is taking shape. The steel's going up, and it really will be an exciting time to be on campus this fall.